Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 23 of Hebrews chapter 7. The former priests, on the one hand, existed in greater numbers because they were prevented by death from continuing. Jesus, on the other hand, because he continues forever, holds his priesthood permanently. Therefore, he is also able to save forever those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting for us to have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens, who has no daily need, like those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people, because he did this once for all time when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men as high priests who are weak, but the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever.
If you're a Christian, do you doubt your salvation? Today's passage says quite plainly that Jesus is able to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he's always interceding for them in heaven. Knowing this, let's take a moment to understand what leads those of us who are believers to doubt. And then let's counter each of those falsehoods with truth from God's Word. Sin makes us feel estranged from God, but 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, he will forgive and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Legalism says salvation is maintained by obedience to man-made rules. Salvation, however, isn't begun or sustained by works, as we see in Galatians 3 verses 1 through 5. Feelings can make us question whether we're saved, but they aren't a reliable gauge of truth. Regardless of any doubts we sense in our heart, Scripture promises in Philippians 1 verse 6 that Jesus will complete the good work he began in us. Satan is an accuser who constantly reminds us of our sin and shame. But Paul assures us in Romans 8, verses 33 and 34, that no one can bring a charge against God's elect. Don't let negative influences undermine your confidence in Christ's ability to save and keep you forever. When doubts come, cling to these truths and boldly proclaim what the Bible says.